I'm Andrea Chalfin from 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper is still deciding on whether or not to call state lawmakers back to the Capitol for a special session. Legislators would, among other things, address transportation funding. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The governor says there are two main drivers for a possible special session. First, lawmakers failed to pass a bipartisan measure to send a transportation ballot question to voters this fall to get more money for roads. Second, the legislature didn't fund the Colorado Energy Office.
Well, in a special session, you have a little more time, and maybe bills can be assigned to the places where they can get a fair hearing, have the media, and therefore the entire state, see exactly who's saying what. Sometimes you get a more fair hearing by doing something like that.
Hickenlooper says he will only bring lawmakers back if he thinks it'll be worth the time and money and they'll get something done. He last called a special session 5 years ago. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Defense Department says a 1985 graduate of the Air Force Academy will be the school's next leader. The military says Major General Jay Silveria will become superintendent, replacing Lieutenant General Michelle Johnson, who is retiring. Silveria will be promoted by one rank to lieutenant general to qualify for the job. He's currently deputy commander of U.S. Air Force's Central Command and deputy commander of Central Command's Combined Forces Air Component in Southwest Asia. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.